Isaiah chapter 15. The burden of Moab. For in the night of being laid waste, Ar of Moab is destroyed. For in the night of being laid waste, Kir of Moab is destroyed. He has gone up to Bajith and to Dibon, to the high places, to weep. Moab howleth over Nebo and over Medeba. On all their heads is baldness, every beard is cut off. In their streets they are girded with sackcloth, on their roofs and in their broadways every one howleth, melted into tears. And Heshbon crieth, and Eleale, their voice is heard unto Jahaz. Therefore the armed men of Moab cry out, his soul trembleth in him. My heart crieth out for Moab. Their fugitives have fled unto Zoar, unto Eglath-Shelishijah. For by the ascent of Luhith, with weeping they go up by it. For in the way of Horonaim they raise up a cry of destruction. For the waters of Nimrim shall be desolate, for the herbage is withered away, the grass hath failed, there is no green thing. Therefore the abundance they have gotten, and that which they have laid up, do they carry away to the torrent of the willows. For the cry goeth round about the borders of Moab, the howling thereof unto Eglaim, and the howling thereof unto Beer Elim. For the waters of Dimon are full of blood, and I will lay yet more upon Dimon, a lion upon them that are escaped of Moab, and upon that which remaineth of the land.